This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, let's go to the next chapter of the book, which is actually building your character, if I'm not mistaken. And tell me how that process works. What are some of the steps that we need to take as individuals, especially as youth who are living here in such a society where we have to learn certain things from different ways, not just from school or, you know, even our surroundings?
Absolutely. I think building your character is vital to anyone's success. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim or non-Muslim. It's powerful in the sense of, if you know some of the greatest leaders, you know, they have high morals, high values, high character, and they live by it. But the greatest way that we can obtain that, and the greatest way that I've seen example after example that have done that, is by the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Quran being, subhanAllah, our guide, you know, and the character of Rasulullah, I mean, subhanAllah, it's impeccable, mashallah, you know. We cannot learn from a better example or a better leader. And so to me, by going and analyzing that and knowing that it's, if we don't have that, we lack one of the biggest things of success. Mm-hmm. We cannot be, you know, and you see people become successful and they don't have that, and no one really cares. Mm-hmm. They don't care if you have all the money in the world, but when you have no manners and no morals and no values, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. People are just like, yeah, they're rich, but whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. And so I think our youth need to remember that, you know, subhanAllah, we are Muslim, mashallah, and we're blessed to be. But more than anything, we need to learn how to act and behave and respect our parents. And not only our parents, respect our elders, respect all of mankind. Mm-hmm. In the sense of, you know, controlling our temper, having tolerance. There's so many details we can get into, but subhanAllah, I mean, again, the seerah of Rasulullah does the best job in that, in making sure that we learn it and effectively use it. But my book does give you examples and also gives you techniques that how we can improve ourselves and go forward with it.
Okay. I actually want to read a short paragraph from your book. And if anyone has this book and wants to follow along, it's on page 27. And it says, yes, I feel so sorry for those people. They think their problems are so huge when they're actually quite small. Every problem can be solved very quickly should they have the wisdom to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us more than what we can handle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us illness, illness, whether it is of the body or of the spirit, without giving us a cure to it as well.